From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A major setback for President Trump and Republican leaders as their health care bill fails to pass. Despite intense lobbying by the president and Vice President Mike Pence, House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan was not able to gather enough votes to pass the American Health Care Act. Speaker Ryan said at a late-day news conference Friday that he and the president were not able to secure the votes.
There is a block of no votes that we had that is why this didn't pass. They were a sufficient number of votes that prevented it from passing, and they didn't change their votes.
Ryan briefed President Trump on the situation earlier Friday, but could not get enough conservatives to change their vote. Ryan said because of the failure, the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare, would remain the law of the land. At the White House, President Trump said that the loss opens the way for a better health care bill to be crafted.
I know some of the Democrats, and they're good people. I honestly believe the Democrats will come to us and say, look, let's get together and get a great health care bill or plan that's really great for the people of our country. And I think that's going to happen.
Despite heavy pressure from the White House and the Speaker, conservative Republicans opposed the bill because it did not make enough cuts. Moderates opposed it because they feared that too many Americans would lose their health insurance. Meanwhile, Democrats are hailing the defeat of the American Health Care Act as a victory for the poor and the middle class. Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi of California said the Republican bill would have stripped health care from the most vulnerable and increased premiums for other people. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump did keep one of his campaign promises on Friday, issuing a permit enabling completion of the Keystone XL oil pipeline. That reverses a policy put in place by former President Barack Obama. Appearing alongside TransCanada's CEO Russell Girling in the Oval Office, Trump called it part of a new era of American energy policy that he said would lower costs, reduce reliance on foreign oil, and create thousands of U.S. jobs.
It's a great day for American jobs and a historic moment for North America and energy independence. This announcement is part of a new era of American energy policy that will lower costs for American families.
The decision caps a years-long fight between environmental groups and energy industry advocates over the pipeline's fate that had become a proxy battle over global warming. The UN Special Envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, said Friday that he did not expect miracles from the fifth round of talks in Geneva, but hopes for incremental constructive steps. De Mistura kicked off the formal start of the fifth round of peace talks in the past 14 months between envoys from President Bashar al-Assad's government and opposition groups. At a news conference in Geneva, the special envoy said he was pleased that all those invited to take part in the talks decided to come.
All invitees and delegations who are present here, and as you know, we have also the women at the advisory board, which has been giving me and continue giving me very wise and substantial support, are feeling that it was worth it to come, and all came.
The talks are set to take place over at least several days around issues of governance, election, a new constitution, and the fight against terrorism.
Copy all. That's a good tether config for both of you. Tama, you can open the hatch thermal cover. It's already open, of course, and egress the airlock.
Astronauts ventured out on a spacewalk on Friday in order to prepare the International Space Station for a new parking spot. NASA's Shane Kimbrough and France's Thomas Pesquet emerged early from the orbiting complex, then went their separate ways to accomplish as much as possible. Their main job involved disconnecting an old docking port. The port needs to be moved in order to make room for a docking device compatible with future commercial crew capsules. And the health care bill's failure sent stock prices lower on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 0.29%. The S&P 500 was down 0.08. The Nasdaq was higher by 0.19%. European markets closed mixed. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.